We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We're here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
Hello world, this is Slicko, your host. With me today for episode C of BaseNet Radio is Echo, Solid Slade, and D-Mad.
Hey, what's up?
We have a few sections to the show, and, well, a lot of sections to the show at this point. A lot of different ones each week. And we are always interested in more ideas. If you have an idea, send it over to basenet@slickzero.net. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged. Come on, give it away.
That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenet.slickzero.net. And let's see, shall we just get straight on to the first section?
Yeah, why the fuck?
Please.
Okay, we might as well, and we will go there now. The first section is email and comments.
Oh.
Not the news.
And no.
And, oh, it looks like there was another email, another comment recently, just like within the time, wow, amazing, I didn't even read that one, it must have just came, like, minutes ago. Yes, it was minutes ago. 4 minutes ago, this comment came on hackermedia.net. It says, I listened to this episode several times. By the way, how is the Xbox power cord a waste of space? You throw out your old one and put in the new one, not hard work at all, it's free, no waste of space. The cord looks exactly the same.
It does?
The one that Morbid got looked different. Anyway, and if your Xbox does fry, you're more likely to get the warranty because you bought the cord. I don't know about you, but I would die if I lost my saved games. Well, let's see. If it does fry, I think it only has to do with the power supply. I don't think it would actually fry your hard disk. You may be able to somehow copy that. But,
you can take the hard disk out, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. It's just an IDE.
Yeah, so, you can just back that up anyway.
But, let's see, the one that Morbid got, the power cord he got, it wasn't really a waste of space. It's just, like, the adapter was, the wall adapter, rather, it was, like...
huge.
Yeah. And it's got the... pretty much what was it? It was, like, it was just, like, a circuit breaker.
Yeah, a very bulky one.
Yeah. Like, what's on, what are those things, those hair dryer thingies? Like, how they always have the circuit breakers on them?
The power switches?
It's like I don't know. It's like, you know how...
The good ones have the circuit breakers on them. The cheap ghetto ones don't.
Oh,
so you
know. Shit.
Well, I mean...
just letting you know.
Anyway, that was from same person who had this comment. I listened to the episode. Not much I can say. You guys always come out with great quality episodes, but you have fun, too. It's a real treat to see a show that they put some effort into making content, not to put any other shows down.
And that was... he only knew the truth. But anyway.
Look, he's a media whore.
that was you too crazy. Anyway, and another comment was, hey mates, good podcast, was having so much fun listening to you that I wanted to jump right in with my ideas. Just two corrections. One, AdWords and AutoLink are two different things with Google.
That's what I was talking about last week.
Okay.
The Google inserting its links or whatever to redirect internet traffic.
The one where you and Morbid were having that discussion, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. And, two, the lyric regarding the guy playing pinball is from the record play movie Tommy. I don't think Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Morbid down again.
Ah, I was right. Anyway, it says, great work, guys. Keep it up. Well, thank you. That was from Bridgewiz, I believe it's pronounced. B-R-I-J-W-H-I-Z.
Okay.
Anyway, cool. We have two males, too, as well.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, we're getting lots of cool stuff.
Hey, people like this.
I don't know how to read this guy's name. It says, I just wanted to drop a line and let you guys know that I think you are doing a great job with the show. I listen to the show at work when I get time, and I love the enthusiasm and fun that you guys have on the show. Not only that, but you take the format of your show seriously, and I know that it will be reliable and consistent every time I listen because of that. It's all about having fun with technology, and you guys definitely seem to have fun on your show. Keep up the good work. And the second mail he wrote, on the subject line, he said, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, OmniScan.
Woo! Oh, did we just get
anyhow,
OmniScan?
Well, let's see. I'm having trouble pronouncing this guy's name. It's like Stank D-A-W-G. I don't know how to...
No, yeah, Stank D-A-W-G.
So he just OmniScanned us, huh?
Yeah, Stank Dog OmniScanned BaseNet.
Oh, ouch. Just as, reminds me.
Just as Kilrathi OmniScanned...
Speaking of Stank, I know his show comes on afterwards, and one of his guests is Black Ratchet.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gave Black Ratchet a present a few days ago when he woke up in the morning.
Well, oh, right.
He's got that LED in his room where we can sort of run messages through.
That's
so,
right.
Around, I don't know, I got home around 5 in the morning. I figured he might be up, so I just omni-scanned his room. I hope he enjoyed that. I hope he was watching.
Ah, yay.
Yeah, it was up there for quite a while, too, so I hope we'll see what happens.
Anyway, yeah, that's, unless anybody else has any emails or comments, then I guess it's time to get on to the next section. Is it not?
No, I think that's it.
That's it?
I don't get mail.
What's
yeah,
mail?
You get all the mail.
You get all
right?
The basement mail.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't forward it either.
Oh, well.
You should have it auto-forward to me.
Yeah, time for the next section. It is time for the news section of BaseNet Radio. And let's see. I think everybody knows what the news section is about. No need to describe on that. But we didn't have anybody talking about being a BaseNet correspondent this week. So, yeah, definitely. If you have any news you want to comment on, just send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading a comment on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And, well, the first news story that Slate has, because he looks like he's reading something. Either that or he's searching for something.
No, that or I'm like...
We're trolling and not listening. Sorry.
The BaseNet chat room is kind of a...
Lighting up right there.
Oh, God.
All right, well, let's see. This big week has actually been pretty big for Sony. So I want to start with them. I have a couple related stories. First one is... let's start. Should we go positive or negative?
Sony? Let's start with negative.
Okay, negative. Sony, okay.
Let's end with negative, too.
I can do it that way. I can go full circle.
Good.
All right. So let's start with the PlayStation. Sony is being ordered to pay $90.7 million in a lawsuit and stop selling PlayStations in the United States.
Really?
Yes.
Which PlayStation?
Hmm? All their PlayStation consoles.
PlayStation 2,
PlayStation
PS1,
consoles.
PS2.
It doesn't...
Where will I get my console fix?
You're going to have to buy an Xbox or something. Anyway, so what happens is another company called Immersion Corp sued Sony back in 2002 claiming it violated two of its patents. And on Thursday, a U.S. District Judge finalized the decision, and there it goes. So I really don't know what this is going to mean for people who have PlayStations. I mean, they make a lot of games for PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
I don't know if this means for PlayStation 1 or 2. I mean, it says PlayStations, so I'm looking for... I'm guessing 1. Because of any PlayStations. Any PlayStations.
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. And I know that recently, the other news that I had related to them was the PSP was released.
Mm-hmm. What's the PSP?
Their PlayStation Portable.
Oh, isn't that thing that runs Linux, or at least, like, can?
Not yet. Give it another few days.
Dude, no.
By the time the show airs, watch it already be on Slashdot.
No, it can run Linux. Can there run already Linux? Was. That's what I heard.
Already was. I know that they already acted to the point where you can start browsing websites on it. It was on Hackaday. They have a tutorial on how to get it to work. You can grab some Wi-Fi, set up a name server, and bam, you're there.
Yippee.
Unfortunately, they're already getting shit, Sony, again, for the PSP, because it's shipping with a lot of dead pixels.
A lot of dead pixels?
Yeah, are we talking how many?
Shipping with it?
Yeah, you turn it on. Hey, what the fuck?
Well, how many dead pixels are we talking?
Like the Game Boy dead pixels where it's an entire row? Or just, or just like one random one?
Like random ones all over the place. And random
I mean, like, I mean, personally, if it's like one or two dead pixels.
That's fine. But
yeah, it doesn't. Whatever.
Yeah, but that's kind of annoying. You just open it up and you get a gaming console and you forever have a dot and there your health bar is. And shit. Like, no. It's a small enough screen as it is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you lose a pixel, you're losing like 5 inches of space.
Yeah, on a regular TV, you're right. You're losing like half an inch worth on a regular TV screen's worth of space.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I know. A couple dead pixels in the wrong place and you makes games impossible to play.
Or the websites you're browsing.
I can't tell what letter I typed in.
Hey, look at that. It's already centered for me.
It might help if it's right in the middle of your screen and you're playing a shooting game. You just got a rectangle. All right, well, that's what I got for Sony. They seem to be having a bad week. So,
Sony,
bad week? Well, their new thing's already been tortured, I believe.
Good. I'm at Rob. Okay.
They're paying a whole bunch of money. They're not selling any PlayStations, and a bunch of people are going to be pissed off. So we'll see what happens in a week or two, and see what if they can settle and sell some PlayStations again. All right, who's next?
I'll go. I'm still trying to figure out how this news was posted tomorrow.
Today's
the 28th, right?
Today's the 28th. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
here, where is that coming from?
The UK. Is it tomorrow?
Already it's now? Tomorrow.
Yeah,
there.
It's already tomorrow.
Oh man. All right.
It's so late.
Yeah, it is pretty late. All right. So apparently, this guy, Benjamin Cohen. I wonder if he's related to Brom Cohen. You know, the BitTorrent guy.
Don't know.
Oh,
know.
Yeah. Maybe. But he bought the domain iTunes.co.uk back before Apple was doing their iPod iTunes crap.
Ooh.
And you know, Apple got kind of pissed. They were like, hey, we want iTunes.co.uk because we're a big monopoly. And so they offered this guy almost £2,700, right? Roughly $5,000. And apparently he was like, screw you guys, I want $50,000. The oh, minute wow. he said that, they...
It was dollars or pounds?
Pounds.
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 So that's like $90,000?
Yeah, it's like $90,000, $100,000.
Wow.
So Apple was like, no. And so pretty much now the dispute has gone up to Nominet, which is the registry for UK internet names, and apparently neither side, Cohen or Apple, is very happy with what's going on. Let's see what it says. We feel that the procedure that Nominet utilizes to settle disputes is unfair and biased towards big businesses at the expense of legitimate small British companies. Mr. Cohen says that he would apply to the High Court today or tomorrow.
Okay.
To fight for his domain.
So it's another case of Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe.
And his software company.
Yeah. I mean, how long has this guy had his domain, did it say?
He got it in 2000.
Oh, well before.
Yeah, well before.
Well before iTunes was doing its thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But he didn't even buy it, you know, to try to spite Apple. He bought it,
he bought it
beforehand. Yeah, no, well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, how's he going to know? But actually, he bought it as a redirect to go to his site, which is Cyber Britain. Who knows what that is?
Okay.
Sounds like a high-class porn site. But, you know.
You can go there and check it out. I think I'll pop in there right now. What is it, cyberbritain.co.uk?
Just his iTunes site, cyberbritain. But now the site iTunes.co.uk is being redirected to his online shopping venture, quickquid.com.
Man, this guy does a lot of fucking stuff. How old
yeah, this guy. No, right now he's 22. Apparently, he was a millionaire when he was 15. Set up SoJewish.com, and he somehow lost his money in the internet.com failures that were going on before.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how the heck you lose millions of dollars with SoJewish.com?
we're gonna get emails now.
I'm confused the hell out by SoJewish already. I don't want to go any further.
I think DMAT's giving us all bad looks too here.
I'm just
disturbed.
Okay. You're just not talking.
Come on, man, it's my thing. That's what makes me cool.
It's a radio show. If you don't talk, no one's gonna see you. Come on.
Like, dude, like we've been talking, man, you gotta get a camera in here.
No.
I'd like the most popular one here.
You know that saying, face for radio?
We don't need to get a camera
Damn,
in here.
That's an ugly baby.
Just thrown in a dumpster. Oh.
Wow.
I think I finally got there. Let's see. Quickquid.com.
What the hell is that?
It looks like a gambling site or something. But it's not an ad or... I don't know. The first thing I get when I go to Cyber Britain is this long registration where it wants to know my name, my surname, my gender, like other unnecessary shit about me.
Do they want your social security number?
I think I figured out how he became a millionaire. Fucking ads! Every fucking where! This whole page is ads. This is begging to be ad blocked. Okay. Alright, let me get rid of this. Don't go to cyberbritain.co.uk unless you have ad blocker installed.
Wow. Or you're running Linux?
You're running Linux, because that's going to make you go nuts. Oh, alright. What else we got?
I don't know. What else do we
have? I think DMAT has some news.
DMAT? Really?
Do you have news?
No.
He's just staying quiet.
What's that on your screen?
Yeah, that news that I sent you a couple minutes ago?
You sent me news?
Yeah, you were reading it, remember?
No.
I saw you reading it.
At least you're getting him to talk this week.
Yeah, to respond, or else it's going to be like...
Alright, I guess I'll go again, because DMAT's a
good shit.
DMAT's a good shit? Wow.
So this is totally in the spirit of Morbid. Unfortunately, he's homesick. But there are new maps for Halo 2 for you Halo fans. That let's see, what's going on? This company, what was the name of it? Bungie.net, the internet home of Bungie Studios, which developed Halo, announced it will release 9 new multiplayer maps for the game. You can buy, two of the maps named Continent and Warlock will be free. The other two, Sanctuary and Turf, will cost $5 US. The full release of the 9 maps will cost $20. It is supposed to come out June 28th, and after that, the other 5 maps, Terminal, Relic, Engeleton, Gemini, and Backwash, will be made available as downloads. And for you gamers, you know, if you're into this sort of thing, it's not my thing. Morbid might really be happy. In addition to the new settings, the disc will contain a documentary on the making of the maps and the animated Halo 2 side story. All Halo 2 updates will be released, so far released on Xbox Live, will be on the disc. Yeah, how's that sound?
Anybody here? Released on Xbox Live, meaning that you can already get it?
Well, what it says, and I quote, all Halo 2 updates so far released on Xbox Live will be also on the disc. So, like, if you missed any updates in the past year...
Oh, okay. So you can just pop in the game, pop in the CD, you're updated already.
Yeah, right. I guess that's what it's saying.
That's better, okay.
Let's see, is this thing anything else?
And then, like, 5 minutes later, you got updated again. All right. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. And the rest of the thing just talks about how internet gaming is still kind of low because people are still on dial-up. Why are you still on dial-up is beyond me.
Dial-up is great.
Yeah, dial-up was pretty cool, you know, when you're on Kazaa. You want that one song, and you know it's going to be awesome. So you wait that 25 minutes.
No, you don't. You wait that 10 minutes, listen to half the song, and then it cuts off, and then you wait the other 15 minutes, and then listen to the whole song.
I didn't realize it wasn't the song at all.
Well, you know, that makes you really want the music. It makes you
there
really
you
want
go.
To pirate, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you guys remember back in the day on your 14.4 modems? Downloading wares on 50 floppy disks.
Wow.
Are any of us that old?
I kept everything in my AOL
I did have
mailbox.
A 14.4 modem, but I never kept them on floppy disk. I kept them on my hard disk.
You had hard disks like that, man? I had like an 80 megabyte hard disk.
I had a 30 meg.
I'm sorry. I think
you kept very small wares, didn't you?
well,
no,
you know,
that one didn't have wares.
No, I came out when you guys remember the 56K modem commercials, blazing speed internet.
Oh my god. when there's like these kids talking about like playing games online, and then like the third kid like left out said, I only have a 28.8 modem. And it was like, what?
What?
Give
crazy.
The crap.
Yeah, but
nowadays it's like if I don't get
if now
a
I don't
ping
have
of 20 on a stream.
Oh yeah, definitely. My brother is hardcore. If his ping is like above 150, which is extremely good. He's like, holy shit, stop downloading! Oh my god! Oh my god, I can't do the runs anymore! Oh my god!
But you should go into his room and say, stop fucking making the runs. My fucking ISO's not downloading fast enough.
Yeah, my distro of the week isn't going fast enough. This is due tomorrow.
Like, come on, shit. Oh, man.
Let's see.
Who else? I can just imagine how it feels like when you go open BitTorrent.
Oh, dude, I always have BitTorrent open. I don't tell him. You downloading? No. No, dude. Not downloading anything. Sorry, I don't know why it's lagging. No.
You guys have cable or DSL?
We have ADSL. All
right, so he called the phone company. What the fuck is wrong with your system?
No, he tends to turn off the wireless a lot because he thinks people are leeching. But I set up MAC filtering. Yeah, if you guys, anybody out there who's using Wi-Fi, set up encryption keys, set up MAC address filtering to deny everything. Yeah.
Everything. Except, of course, you.
I mean, except yourself.
Here's the thing. If you're setting up for, like, a home, people may be leeching.
Oh, no, dude. But I'll leech.
What was that?
If I find it, it's mine.
Exactly. But, I mean, the chance that your home out of many gets leeched, I mean, yeah, okay, they're up there. But if you set up WEP, people are just going to find someone without WEP, like, a block away.
Right.
So, once you set up WEP, it deters people enough. But if you're doing this for a company or something,
you better set
up a lot more than WEP.
Yeah.
Because people are going to... You're a target at that point.
Yeah. So. Well, I don't know about you guys, but, like, when I'm home, I drive. Because I can, and you have to drive in the Bronx. And, like, you know, sometimes
you
my
do?
Internet...
What?
Dude, the buses suck, and the trains don't go anywhere.
Well, they don't go east and west. That's the
problem. They don't go the places you want to go.
So you either drive or you run.
Yeah, but check this out. I don't know if you guys do this. I do this. Like, when my internet's really crappy, when I'm getting, like, 3 kilobytes down, I have places. I know places, like, 5 minutes away. I'll just drive, sit outside their house, and just reach cable.
Actually, I know this really good tire shop over by the Q44 stops.
Which Q44
stops? Q44, you know, the corner where the Q44 passes on Castle Hill?
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, really?
Tire shop.
Okay. Nobody knows what we're talking about. Anybody in the Bronx, yeah, Q44 yeah. Tire shop, hit that up.
Right there on Castle Hill. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I just blew up this spot, but who cares?
Anybody got news?
I don't.
All right, so I'll go on.
That, you?
I got one. I got one?
All right.
I got a cool one. This one we got from a lot of places. I saw it on Hackaday, I believe. I saw it on random news sites. MIT, you know, they have their media labs. They came up with a little alarm clock that you put on your night table.
Okay.
And
whenever
you hit the snooze button, though.
Okay.
Instead of just, you know, turning back on in about 10 minutes or so, it runs away. To come and scream at you later from across the room. So when you go to the snooze button again, bam, you slap the night table. What the fuck is an alarm clock?
And it's all the way across on the other
exactly.
side of the room.
Exactly, they keep beeping and annoying the shit out of you until you get over there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Forces you to get up.
I can't do that.
And it's this fucking ugly looking thing. It looks like a
turd on wheels.
It looks like a carpet with wheels. With a little button somewhere in the middle. You gotta like fish your hand to get through it. It's gross, exactly. It's kind of disgusting. It'll get you up, man. You have to hit the alarm clock that feels like you're touching a dead rat. I mean, that'll get me up.
No. I think it's a carpet just because if it's running off your desk, it's gotta kind of survive
it
a fall.
Cushion, yes, but it also feels nasty when you're trying to get up. So it's like,
yeah.
It's just probably pressure sensitive. I mean, you can't have one button somewhere hidden in there. You gotta be able to just, like, grab the whole thing.
Stroke
it a bit.
The one button is great. See, it forces you to look for it to turn the fucking thing off. So you can get the fuck up.
Alright.
I mean, I need one of these. I'm perpetually late for getting up for everything. Work, for here.
I got a tip for you, then. Use your laptop as an alarm clock, and you'll know that you can't hit it.
Well, it's a tough book.
I might
hit it. my laptop will break if I hit it. So I can't do that.
It's a good idea, though, isn't it? Force my laptop to wake me up. And then put it in the laptop bag. So I have to open the whole bag to get to it. Oh, hold on. See? Okay. Okie dokie. You people force me to kill airtime with that. All right. So, So anyway, I'm thinking of getting something like that. I'm waiting for maybe a model that doesn't look like shit on wheels. So if you guys release something that looks like blue shit on wheels, maybe I'll pick that up.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else got anything?
Yeah, I got something.
You could always just get it reupholstered.
Reupholstered by a robot.
Spray painted.
Spray. Ew. It's gonna get hard and nasty.
Then use that that fake hair stuff would just fall off on your hands. Never mind.
Dye it.
Yeah, you can dye it.
That's true.
Dye the robot black or something.
Or use Sharpie.
No, that's gonna take a long time.
Well, no, you write designs and stuff, like, you know, make it zebra.
Black and brown. It looks like someone threw up on my fucking alarm clock. Okay. I'll stop.
All right, then I guess it's my turn again.
Yes, it is. D-Mat has news.
D-Mat, do you have news?
He's not even opening his mouth, dude. He's fucking tight-lipped.
Wow. So much information there.
Boy.
All right. Guys, we got to calm down. We got to take this seriously.
Yeah.
People are listening.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for you guys.
All right, so they haven't stabbed themselves in the ear by now.
All right, so by show of hands, who here has tried an illicit substance? Show of hands, anybody?
An illicit substance?
Yeah, illicit, illegal, all that fun stuff.
It's radio, nobody really...
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
You can't see us raising our hands.
Hands are being raised all across
America. Every single one of us.
So there's this new drug sweeping the country. called okay, come on, this is really difficult to say. It's kind of funny. called kitten huffing.
What?
Yeah. Kitten huffing is a great alternative to normal street drugs and vitamins. You know, whatever you guys may pick up, codeine, acid, you know, weed, whatever. It's well known that ingesting kittens has its side effects. So please don't huff too hard on these kittens. All right. Alright, so these are the instructions. 1, catch a live kitten. Alright, so once you get your kitten, 2. 2, cup your hands around the kitten's head, leaving a small hole for you to put your mouth around. Alright. 3, inhale strongly until you suck the life from the kitten. Alright. D, ride the snake. Don't fight it, man. You feeling that shit yet? Yeah. And 6. Yeah, I did say 1, 2, 3, D, 6. So the order. Discard the kitten at your closest kitten recycling center. I mean, if you're going to do this, don't be a dick. Recycle, you know? 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, you know, make the world a better place. And some of the ideas on why this works is some say that the high you feel from huffing the kitten comes from absorbing the soul. Right. So pretty much you're eating the kitten's soul, right? That's what some people say. The other guys, they're saying it's the post-mortem gases that the kitten expels. They give the practice its euphoric effects. You know? I don't know. Whatever you guys think. The truth is, we've combined the efforts with the RIAA and the MPAA to thank for the practice and effect of kitten huffing. Kitten huffing. Without their tireless research, we would not be without a great pastime, but we'd also have wasted hours of time reading factual data instead of their skewed data on music and movie sales. Additionally, kitten huffing risks eternal damnation, as well as it's one of the 7 deadly sins. But man, the experience is wicked.
Oh, okay, where did you get this from?
Encyclopedia?
An encyclopedia?
Or?
It's like a Wikipedia, but not.
And also noted on this site is the orange ones fuck you up real good. I think I know what we're gonna do after this show tonight.
Now,
we're paid the animal shelter.
Now, here's the thing. I guess if this kills the kitten, this must be what God did to then. Because every time you masturbate,
God kills the kitten.
This is how he does it.
Oh,
how many kittens have been killed today?
I wonder how many times God wrote this.
How many men are alive?
Oh no, the kittens! Poor little kittens.
Oh, I have no idea what this has anything to do with tech besides the
absolutely
possible ways that you can possibly have.
Well, a lot of my
friends, the spoof on Wikipedia.
That's well, it's a spoof on Wikipedia, but I mean, a lot of people, you know, people I know, people I hang out with, that they find that, you know, doing illicit drugs enhances their creativity, enhances their writing ability, enhances, you know, whatever artistic styles they're in.
And you obviously, know, like the person who created this article.
Yeah, wow. He's probably on something. But people I know that will, you know, remain nameless. Thank you. There we go. You know, they find that doing illicit substances does, you know, give them those seconds of enlightenment that, you know, give them great ideas.
I have more than a few seconds of enlightenment, but that's when I run the window manager.
That was a bad joke.
It really was.
That's why you cracked up.
Yeah, it was funny. I enjoyed it. Oh, man, we've only hit 20 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
I'm watching the clock. We've hit 20 minutes.
No, we haven't. We hit a half hour.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still out of information.
No, what, we have no more news left?
Yeah, some stuff going on.
Well, D-Med got some news.
D-Med's got some news.
Anybody up for some dead air?
Yeah, sure.
Let's have a little dead air.
Thank you for that. Thank you. That was my input. That was my input.
That was D-Mad segment right there.
Dead air sponsored by D-Mad.
Well, you had something before. You mentioned something about a website, White Hat.
Oh, God. That's not even worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to talk about that.
Oh, God. I don't think that seems serious.
Not serious, but there's
it's
a reason
serious.
To mention it.
It's worth talking about. To fill some time.
Just how some person misspelled site?
No.
Website?
No, it was the whole idea that,
Oh.
You know, I've seen all of you. I know all you guys from the 2600 meetings here in New York.
Right.
And,
What's
I
that?
Mean,
speaking of those,
A what?
This week?
Plug.
It's not really a plug. It's not really a plug, because it's not like they sell anything there. It's just
dude,
like,
I bought
you're
there.
Plugging
I bought
something.
T-shirts. Dude, I bought t-shirts. I bought Magstripe readers.
Oh, well, yeah, when people have stuff to sell.
That's different, though. That's like barter system.
Yeah, but everybody's yeah. going... You know everybody, when they find out... Everybody, good job. You know, when everybody finds out, you know, that the 2600 magazine's out, everybody runs to Barnes & Noble that day.
Well, unless you have a sub.
Unless, yeah. But I'm saying I don't.
Oh.
When I find out, I run upstairs, gotta get my fix of... That's pretty decent. It's worth reading every once in a while.
Gotta get your fix.
Gotta get my fix. But sorry, Stickle, you were saying?
What was I saying?
Something
shameless
about
plug?
Meeting.
Oh, no, it's not a plug, because it's like, it's a public space. Right, anybody can go, you know, that kind of deal.
There are like hundreds of them across the country, the world.
Yeah,
so.
It's...
If you're listening to this in like Bulgaria, they might have one. I don't know.
Yeah. Do they in Bulgaria?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'll check for you if you guys just keep
I'm
talking.
Doing it right now. But yeah, as he was saying, which he didn't finish, the 2600 meetings are this Friday.
Is it this Friday?
Yeah, it's this Friday.
This Friday?
In your local area, check 2600.com. My mistake. I put net. And under the link meetings.
Yeah, they do.
So it's 2600.com/meetings.
They don't have Bulgaria.
They don't have Bulgaria. Oh, we're sorry.
So if you're listening in Bulgaria,
start one.
Start one, damn, yeah.
Really?
All you guys, get together, three of you guys in a bar in the back. It's good.
Well, not in a bar, because it would have to be in a public area.
Public
that's
area.
That's one of the limitations to where you can hold these things. It's
well,
got
yeah,
to be a
I
public
mean,
place.
I mean, come on, you've all seen Nep. He's like 12, so he can't go to a bar.
Sure he can.
I can go to a bar.
In Bulgaria, I don't know what the rules are.
You know, you're right. Where is Bulgaria anyway?
I don't know. I just threw it out there. Anyway, yeah, so there's like meetings, at least one in most states. If there isn't one, run the border. No, it's not that hard.
Yeah, there's usually one in every state.
I think
not
like
more
Florida has like four of them. It's like
New York has, I think, like three.
No, one.
Really? It's only the
yeah,
one in
the
city
ones
club?
In Buffalo.
They're
stopped. Dead? Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know.
Tokyo has one. The Linux Cafe. In Akihabara district. 6 p.m. Interesting.
There are like
anybody
7 in Cali.
Yeah, right. I'll go to that.
There are at least 7 in California. It's crazy.
I'll actually be to the one in New York. I may get there a little later, because my schedule is different this week. I'm working days instead of evenings. So.
Yeah, I'm still a slave where I'm working at, so I can't
slave?
Make
it.
Oh, you're not coming?
Solid
no.
slave.
Oh, wow, I won't be there either.
Oh, okay, well then.
Kilrathi, I'm sorry. Book is not making it to this Friday's meeting.
Too much shit to do, huh?
Yeah, I'll give it to Epiphany. Fuck that.
Okay. Oh, he'll make it.
Yeah, I hope
So.
All right, anyway, so we so got sidetracked from what we were supposed to be mentioning. But the reason we brought up 2600 in the first place was because D-Mad ran into something.
Oh, right, I did. Yeah, I was just surfing something, hoping to find some news.
I think you just hit 20 words, ladies and gentlemen.
The end.
Oh, no, I ruined it.
Let me get done.
No, just something stupid. And
that's 32.
Dude.
33.
Keep going, something stupid.
Yes, yeah, I came across this really dumb website. Are you still counting?
No. 50.
Good night, everybody.
53? That's 56.
No, that's...
Oh, no, because good night... I was counting syllables. Oops.
Yeah.
No, please.
Oh, well, that
fucks
it up, then. He's down to 40. No, you were checking out a website.
Wait, not anymore.
Whoa, that's too much... That's noise. Sorry.
Go on.
Well, there is this website called whitehats.com.
White power!
Yes, indeed.
It sounds sort of like a clan site.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're talking about white hat hacking.
They do have some decent news on the main site, mm-hmm. but once you go deeper into the forums, it gets a little silly.
That's true of most forums, isn't it?
It's true with any forums.
Most
really
forums,
is.
Yeah.
I stopped looking after some guy was asking how to DDoS somebody.
Okay. White hat?
Yeah. Yeah, on whitehats.com.
That's kind of fun.
Well,
I do DDoS attack? I see it here. Okay.
So then, yada, 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 and 2600 is labeled a black hat website.
Black hat website?
Yeah, 2600.com with no content.
Dude. Absolutely not. But yeah.
Wait, there's nothing there but links to meetings and payphones.
And well,
payphone pictures if you look hard enough.
And Emmanuel shows off the wall and off the hook.
True, but technically that's not
there. There is quite a bit of information in there if you dig around, but
yes.
It's not like it's anything where you could find out how to DDoS somebody, is what I'm saying.
Well, nobody's really asking how to DDoS anyway.
How do you DDoS, guys?
Wow, the dead
speaking of dead air. What are you trying to hit?
Flush.
Flush? Why flush? Why did you want to why did you want to flush the
dude, it ain't even finished.
Yeah, you know
you
what?
Have such the sound Nazi setup, man.
That's great.
I wish everybody listening could see this.
Oh yeah, by the way, I mentioned couple weeks ago that vsc.slickzero.net would be up. It's definitely up now. I have to actually, there's something on there in to-do. I already did it. I just have to post the new link. Actually, you know what?
What is that?
I'll do that tomorrow. What is what?
That's
a video game that's from Metroid 2 Return of Samus.
That's got to be the most annoying video game you've ever
heard. That has got to be one of the most annoying things.
Yeah.
Put on some Chrono Trigger again.
Metroid 2 Return of Samus has probably, like, the worst video game music because half the game is that.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
dude. That's my.
That
thing.
Sounds like me jumping.
Yeah.
What? You jump like that?
No.
Hold
you
on.
Know
you know,
jump in a video game, they always give you that stupid.
We'll play with this.
Effect.
We'll fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
There we go.
Much better.
Perfect.
Never do that again.
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, that's what you get for putting random music on.
What was that?
Jesus Christ.
It was some random music. It was the Rockman arcade soundtrack, Rockman 2, the Power Fighters ending theme.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, what?
You fucking sound Nazi?
No, that's video game music Nazi right there.
Nazi, yeah, like I was saying, he has...
ZKL Square Wave.
No, but I assume that, you know, he's mentioned his sound program thingy enough times, I don't even know what the hell it's called.
The VSC?
VSC yeah, Virtual Sound Card.
He's labeled half the keys on his keyboard with sound effects, people. Let's see, let's read some off. The S key is for a... Oopsie. Oh, A does something? You
what?
Didn't label it.
No, A doesn't do anything. You hit Z.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we have the... We have bleep, news, mail.
We even have a new clip that I think is kind of fun. It's, you know...
Developers.
That's one of our favorites now.
Okay.
Shoot him.
Developers.
harder, man. You missed.
No, he falls hard.
Wow. That was good.
Hey, that's what the world needs. Did you see that
backflip? Yeah.
Oh man.
If only you guys can get your shit working, I got this really, really cool video.
Oh, really?
Of the same guy, yeah.
Oh, no.
Remember I sent Morbid the link?
He sent us a link earlier, but unfortunately that website has this fucking fascination with IE that they won't give it up.
No, actually it works. It still works.
Hey, wait a minute. We're out of news, aren't we?
No, we're out of news? We're still working on this.
We're still working on news. No. If we're out of news, we're out of news. We might as well just get onto a different section.
Well, we might as well
finish. We have a lot of sections. We don't have content for all of them, but we have a lot of sections.
Yes, let's not lose any more listeners.
Yeah.
We've lost listeners?
Oh, we had listeners?
Let me just bring up one last thing before we go.
Okay, go ahead. Why didn't you bring this up a while ago? Oh, you didn't have it a while ago.
I wanted to finish it off with it, because it's a good way to kill off the news section.
Okay.
With the solar death ray.
Oh,
yeah. That's hot.
What is that, on Hackaday?
This is something I saw on Hackaday. I saw it somewhere else actually first.
Oh, wow.
And it's this guy who has this panel where I think it's about 120 mirrors, all focusing on one point. And then at that point, he has something that you can mount something to. So you can take, like, for example, a plastic water bottle and put
or
it
golf
on the
ball.
And then melt it with the power of 120
okay,
suns.
I wouldn't want to smell a plastic water bottle melt.
I don't think it smells good. I don't think it melts so quickly. I don't think you'll have a chance to smell it.
Oh, wow.
It's just going to disintegrate into a pool of water. He's melted a couple great things. A rubber duck. He's melted sunglasses. Which, you know.
Sunglasses?
Yeah.
Well, wow.
So much for protecting you from the sun.
Wow.
He's melted an AOL CD.
Woo!
Well,
It used to be 1,000 ways to use an AOL CD. Now it's 1,002 because the one I came up with, turning them into guitar picks and whatnot.
And now, and one thing that really
They're
shocked
thick,
me.
Though.
Melting the golf ball.
That yes, of course.
That's really nasty. It's like, well, how do you melt a golf ball? With just the power of the sun. Nothing else.
Yo, somebody has a lot of free time to make a death ray.
I know. It's cool, though.
Well,
it's
takes like a day?
Hmm? Well, to get the mirrors all aligned perfectly, it could take a little bit of time, but...
2 days?
It must really fucking suck if you're, like, caught in the middle of the glare.
Oh.
That's why you do it in a room.
Yeah, you do it in a room with very minimal light.
No light.
Minimal
yeah.
light. Well, you have some light, or else you won't know if it's a light.
Or you can have the light, you know, going upwards, not coming down.
Yeah, you point it at the wall or something.
Yeah, you point it.
Make all the points point at it. It works. Anyway, it's a really cool concept. I think I want to try to build something similar to that, just to fool around.
Oh, that's the stupid way. No, we just thought of the stupid way of doing it.
What's that?
Why not just create mounts for the mirrors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Angle them all properly. Line them all up, you know, the way you should. And then, just slide the mirrors in. This way, you don't have to worry about mounting 120 mirrors sequentially.
I mean, once you build it once, you don't really have to do anything except cover it.
Cover it with a tarp.
Cover it with a tarp. And do it quickly, or else
it'll melt the tarp.
Well, anyway, it's cool.
You just don't put the tarp... You slide the tarp over it, not put it passing through that point.
Because
that one point is the only point where all the mirrors are coming together.
Exactly.
It's not beyond the point. It's not under the point. It's that point.
Right. So you just got to be careful avoid the point you're set.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And anyway, if anyone wants to check it out, go to Hackaday. They have tons of crazy crap on there. Like the
a lot of people who have like about as much of a life as me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's people on Hackaday that post to Hackaday.
Hackaday's pretty interesting.
No, they got a lot of cool stuff on.
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
All right.
Anyway, so that shall finish the news, I guess.
The fuck's a zippet hand?
What?
No, I'm reading Hackaday.
Oh, you're reading Hackaday. All right, we're going on to the next section anyway. It's time for the guest interrogation. Because we are doing this section, we have a guest this week. The same one as last week.
Fuck.
However,
we didn't interrogate him.
Fuck. We didn't interrogate him last week.
Fuck.
Dude, you're cursing more now than we cursed total last week.
Fuck.
We curse a lot on this show. Wow.
It's only when he's around. Fuck.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh damn. But I've been cursing a lot today until the past 5 seconds.
Slade, you curse more than any of us. Give me a break. Except for him right there, right now.
Come on.
You're like mid-sentence, so fuck.
I just made a conscious effort to curse, guys. I mean,
yeah.
Dude, Slade, you do it unconsciously.
I know.
Seriously.
So, I mean, if anybody's cursing,
It slayed.
I'm like a sailor man.
Any case, I'm trying to cut back. I noticed.
Anyway, D-Mat, do you have any questions for Echo?
Definitely, yeah.
But D-Mat doesn't talk anything.
Well, see, that's the thing. He's going to make you talk by asking you the question.
He's got nothing. He's nothing. Slay, do you have any questions for Echo?
All right, what got you into hacking?
Hacking? I think it's going to sound lame, but I started off with my old, like, 386 back in the day on a 56K dial-up, and, wanted internet, right? So my parents got AOL.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I didn't know any better at the time. I was like, cool, internet! Yay, internet's cool! Truthfully, I don't even remember. I mean, I just got, like, I was just reading the first website I can remember going to, other than hackers.com, which was a waste of 30 seconds of my life, was hack3r.com, which went down for a couple years. The forums went down, everything went down. It's coming back up, or so they say. And, you know, it was that. It was just like, you know, like, I had a computer sitting there. I knew it could do more than play solitaire and there's a phone. It's all good. Is that anybody?
Not me. That's weird. Why is it?
It might have been one of us. But, it's the whole, like, hey, I have a computer doing something. Let's see what else it can do.
All right, and then...
Yeah, then went to a 2600 meeting, met up with some people there.
You jumped in pretty quick, though.
But no. I jumped in, I think, 2000.
2000? Okay,
yeah, probably a little before, 99.
And when did you get your computer?
Oh, this desktop I had in, like, 96, 97.
So it took you about 4 years before you were like, hey, you know, I'm
yeah,
sick of this
shit. Took me a couple years, yeah. As you curse a little more. And then, I went to Hope. H2K2, I think it was the first one I went to.
All right, and then
I missed 2000, and yeah, and then things is just
Fifth
going.
Hope, of course, yeah,
Fifth Hope was a lot of fun, yeah.
And now you can't stop living without a computer. It's like without internet, you die.
Oh man,
without your 4chan.
4chan.org.
The number 4.
Yeah,
the word chan. All right, Slick, you got any questions for me?
Let's see, what questions could I have for you?
You had 2 weeks.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. I'm drawing as much of a blank as D-Mat, except I'm actually expressing that I'm drawing a blank.
I have an idea.
Nick, I will cut you.
Wow. He speaks with authority.
I'll tell you. D-Mat, you don't speak much, obviously, but when you do, you have something to say.
Thank you.
And you actually are pulling out that knife right now.
Stop sharpening it against the laptop.
D-Mat, stop. Hey, guys, can I make a suggestion for the show?
Right.
Well, you guys kind of know in advance.
No,
I don't think that'll work. But I think you guys know usually, like, a couple days in advance who the guest would be.
Mm-hmm.
Why not, post
I didn't know until yesterday evening, so...
Well, Slick owns the website, so he's the one that really has to know.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm at work, and I get a phone call. It's Echo. Hi, I'm coming tomorrow. Where are we meeting? What?
Yeah.
I'm working. I'm on the phone.
Well, he told me to call. Slick told me to call.
Him to call me at work? You suck.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were working or whatnot, because I don't know if your company has off for holidays like that.
Yeah, it was Easter. I called you on Easter.
They're evil. I was working on Easter.
But wait. Sidetrack again. Why not, post online a couple days before, or as soon as you know, who the guest would be, and why not get user-submitted questions?
That's an option.
It's a good idea. But the thing is, we barely get email
Well, that's what I'm saying. More listeners pop in. I spam BaseNet like the devil. I spam it everywhere that anybody that's computer oriented. I spam BinRev Radio, DDP Radio.
Oh, with OmniScan.
OmniScan. And
jeez.
why not just try to get user submitted questions?
You just spam like 1,000 iPods, that, right?
Wow.
I just OmniScanned the podcast. Whoops. So Slick, any questions in the 5 seconds I've given you to think?
No.
Ah, come on.
I'm brain dead.
How's that water?
That water is delicious, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, you heard Slate slurping on it earlier.
Yes, it's...
It's practice.
The Poland Spring Sports bottles.
Wait. Yeah. Okay. See, if he talks...
Dude, I'm giving you time to think.
He can't think.
And you're not thinking.
Fucking A.
Oh, Elite asked all the questions I would have said because they're such obvious questions. But it's such an obvious question. Well, you were asking more. You said, when did you get your computer or whatever?
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
You asked more than one.
I am a jerk like that.
I was listening this week.
So do you have
some weeks
question?
I barely listen to what people are saying around me. But
Echo?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, what's going on, Dino?
I loved music. No. What? Do you honestly consider yourself to be a hacker?
Can you your question just made no sense.
Do you consider yourself to be a hacker?
Partially.
Why?
I consider myself to be on the quest for knowledge. I consider myself to, you know, want to see how something works, take something apart, you know, see what makes it tick. You know, I'll probably break it in the process. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Works.
But, you know, I mean, I'm not one of those guys that go around, you know, ping sweeping, Synatex sweeping, you know, IP blocks, you know, to look for IRC bots. You know, I'm not going around breaking into websites, trying to get back doors for this and that. I mean, I'll stick with the legitimate stuff. You know, I'll do war games, you know, pull the plug. What's the other one? Shit, I don't remember.
The one which is...
Well, how is that partially a hacker? That's what a hacker is.
Well, I also consider the other half to be hacking to be somewhat illegal. I mean... There are things done for illegal purposes. There are things done, you know, to get your...
Like the deal with the whole black hat, white hat.
Right. Like Stank said, which I very much think is, you know, quote on what we all should believe, you know, white hat when possible, gray hat by realistic necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Quoted from Stank Dog, and that's one of the most insightful things I've, you know, read on the DDP forums as a signature in a long time.
Cool.
And I just think that's pretty interesting. Stank Dog, you get mad props. Mad props for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, Slick. He always scanned us, so he has to have mad props.
Slick?
Yeah, but yes. It took him a while. He had to think about it. He had to reply the second time.
My question.
Yes.
What kind of question would I have?
A stupid one.
One that ends in a question mark?
One that ends in a question mark. Okay, let's see. You mentioned the DDP. When did you start listening to them? Question mark.
DDP, actually, I don't...
Listening to going on the forums or
going
reading
on the forums. I've had my account registered since like last August or November, somewhere around then. But I just kind of recently started posting a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So if any of you listening, which I hope you guys are, I go under the Nick Nen NENN. So you guys know who I am. I can feel special. Send me leave me a voicemail.
Somebody's lonely.
All right, well, it's about time to get on to another section that we have, that we do regularly. And, yes, that section, the one that you were just pointing to.
Is this the one we did last week?
What is that? No, this is the one that you just tried getting to work this week.
Oh.
All right.
No. We're not doing that one.
No, we're not doing that
one. Oh, that one was great. Paris Hilton.
Oh, no, but everybody said the same thing. We were going to do a basement on the road, but, like, everybody we went up to and asked, we were asking them,
how do you feel about Paris Hilton's sidekick getting hacked into?
Everybody feels indifferent, which is obvious, but then
half
would
the people
they use...
didn't know!
Half the people didn't know, and half the people didn't even, like,
care.
They would buy T-Mobile service and the sidekick, like, without thinking.
I don't understand how that works. I mean... If you realize that their services...
Actually, I read in the news that Sidekick's been selling more since then.
Yeah. It's a fad to get hacked into.
Yeah.
Yo, hack my shit, yo.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway. It's under the theory, sorry to cut you off one more sec, Slick, that, you know, people think that their email, their AOL email, is really important.
Wow.
And that their buddy list is extremely important, that it's, you know, top secret confidential information. Like those AOL commercials. You know, I want my computer to slow down to a screeching halt. Nobody gives a fuck about your AOL email.
That's right. No, but the thing is, with all the spyware and adware and viruses that are cycling around like crazy, it's easy to get to that point. And people could be using your computer as, like, spam bots.
That's different.
Yeah.
Spam bots are different. I mean, like, you know...
That's what I'm talking about. That's what they're talking about with the computer slowing down to a
screen. But the way I interpret it, the way a lot of people I know interpret it, they're like, oh, my God, the pictures of my son will be deleted off my computer. You know, it's like nobody really cares about what your son looks like.
Anyway, we're running low, actually, so we will get on to the next section.
Hit.
It's time for the distro of the week. Yes, nothing more than a report done on a distro used by one or, well, echo throughout the past day.
Throughout the past day, yeah. Quick homework assignment was given to me. All right, the distro of the week this week is Crux. Crux, not sure how to pronounce it.
C-R-U-X.
C-R-U-X. Yes. It's not C-R-U-X Linux. They kind of stress that on their site. All right, this Linux distribution is not for those who are new to Linux. This is you. This is good for a seasoned pro, if you will. Let's go into this chat room. Yeah,
intermediate, maybe.
Yeah, intermediate.
I mean, it's not like Detuex or whatever that is, however all that's right. pronounced.
Whatever. But if
flop. Everything's on floppies. You have to manually mount drives.
F that. Screw that.
Yeah,
man. But if any of you have done a Gentoo install, you know you can't do it without the manual. There's no way you're doing it without the manual unless you've done it 1,000 times before. This, without reading the manual, is kind of difficult. You know, once you boot up the ISO, it's extremely small. It's 240 megabytes. It's meant to be run on i686 systems that, you know, are pretty old. Like, I have a Dell Latitude CPT with, like, a 4-gigabyte hard drive, you know, low specs, you know. But, you know, it's still usable. It's got X installed, but the problem with the install is that it doesn't partition your hard drive. There's nothing in the install that says anything about partitioning your hard drive. It doesn't say anything about mounting your drives.
Oh, it's all in the manual.
Yeah, it's all in the manual. If you do not read the handbook, you're going to get screwed. I got screwed. I spent an hour trying to get this thing installed. And you got to manually partition. You got to manually mount. After that, the install is really simple. You know, it's really small, ncursors-based thing. It also doesn't tell you, except unless you read the manual handbook, that you need to install your own kernel that it does provide, 266, the 2.6.6 kernel. It provides Lilo, does not say it provides Lilo, even in the handbook. It doesn't say anything about Lilo or Grub. It's using Lilo. It has a Lilo conf that either I screwed it up, which is very likely, or it's just wrong. Because I couldn't get it to boot.
Then he showed it to me for like a couple seconds, and I'm like, well, yeah, get rid of that install line, change the boot line, and
yeah. So after a little bit of looking at it, Slicko corrected my mistakes, or Crux's mistakes, whatever.
Whoever's mistakes it was.
Somebody's mistakes. Let's see what else. Once that's done, it's extremely small. I'm running it under VMware with minimal specs, and it's running quite well. It's running at 500 megabyte install. You know, with a base system, Xorgs installed, is it Window Makers installed? A lot of, you know, the base packages are installed. Although, I have yet to figure out why my X won't start, my Xorg seems fine. It just seems to be a problem with libraries that I haven't really gotten a lot to look into. It has a package manager. It's running. I don't understand why a lot of these Linuxes say they're built from scratch, but they're all running Slackware, BSD style, RC. You know, dot scripts.
Dot the init scripts, yeah.
Yeah, they're all running those type of scripts. I don't see why they're saying it's written from scratch. Everybody's using the same thing. Beats the hell out of me. But overall, I think it's good for those old laptops you guys have sitting in your closet. You know, you can install everything. You can probably get it under 200 megabytes.
Maybe I should put it on that one that's holding up the night table.
Yeah, you know.
Put it to use again.
Use it as a TBX. As an asterisk box.
No, it doesn't have enough room to put the card in. If it did, I would have.
You can probably get a converter.
I'm trying to get a little box so I can make the asterisk box. Okay. When I get my packet 8.
Oh, one
should
of the,
be there tomorrow.
The micro ATX boards?
Yeah, I missed the FedEx guy tonight. So.
Okay, well,
get it tomorrow.
The show's pretty much over at this point. It's got a few minutes left, but I wanted to bring something up. Echo had shouts last week, but we kind of edited it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know the guy that he shouted out, and he called him a meteor.
We all know who I'm talking about. You gotta know who I'm talking about.
And we cut it out. He decided he wanted me to cut it out. So, you know, I did the good thing, cut it out, made it look like it wasn't even cut out.
Sounded nice,
yeah,
man.
But anyway, it was Lucky 225.
Yeah.
That you shouted out.
Yeah. I don't even know the guy.
But the funniest thing was when I kept listening on BinRev Radio,
they started
calling him a meteor there. It was I'm like, oh my god, I should have left that thing in there.
You should put it back up.
Yeah, you should re-edit it and put it on the...
I don't even know if I still have it, but do you still have it?
Of course you do.
I might. I don't know. I mean, put it back up. I mean, what I said was, and I quote, shouts to Lucky 225 because he's a meteor. I mean, you know what? Sorry, Lucky, I don't know you. But it just seemed like the thing to say at the time. All right. So.
Yeah, any other shouts? Anyhow, I have I've got to shout out H3K. Since last week, I've been using H3K Nix. It's the most fun thing in the world. Because the package management is so easy. If there's something that you don't have, but you know you could go out and compile yourself, dude, it's just like one extra command you run when during not the make install.
Not even.
No, because you replace the make install with that.
Yeah.
But I do have to say one thing. H3K, you sort of screwed us over. Because now Slicko refuses to use any other distro.
Distro whore days are over.
His distro whore days are over. He's found his home.
Yeah, Echo's going to be doing this.
Thanks, man.
Anyway, yeah, we're done. That concludes this week's BaseNet Radio. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@slickzero.net or leave a comment on hackermedia.net. If you're listening to this on DDP Hack Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Have a good week.
I'm Niskan.
I'm Niskan.